Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Live the Good Life Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm your host today. And I am privileged and so excited to introduce to you my guest today, Mr. Eddie Stone. He's the CEO and founder of Touchstone Essentials. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing great, Sabrina. Thank you so much for the chance to spend this time with you. It's an honor.
Well, thank you. Life has become really busy and everybody's pivoting this year. And in this particular show, I am introducing people to tools and resources that are going to help them live a so much more connected, vibrant, and healthy life. And when you and I met in 2014, I almost said 14 years ago, but not that long, but in 2014, it had been after I had had a couple of personal health challenges. And I like to think of myself as a pretty healthy and active and vibrant individual.
Sure.
And was hit with a breast cancer scare in 2007. Got that all taken care of. And that was really like the first time I'd ever been into a hospital. So that was kind of frightening. And not understanding just how that came to be, because I ate my vegetables. I was very active. I exercised. I lived a pretty moderate life. So how does that happen to a person? And then in 2012, before I met you, I was working with my mom as she was getting into retirement age. And she became really sick, COPD, not understanding what that is, not having it in our family history. So this was something new. And the challenges of trying to navigate just the medical system and then asking questions on how do we prevent this versus what are we supposed to do? It was really, really overwhelming. Overwhelming. And there wasn't a lot of conversation. And there was even less knowledge of the importance and the role that nutrition really plays. And now, here in 2021, now we're currently living in an age of truth and a lot more information. And I want to thank you for starting Touchstone Essentials. I know your story. Would you please share how it came to be that you saw a need and began Touchstone?
Sure, I will. And, you know, thank you for your candor, you know, with your own story. I think it's important for people that have had situations like that, right? Things that are disrupted, unplanned for, unforeseen. We just don't even see it on the radar as a possibility to talk about these things, because the truth of the matter is for most people, they don't really confront health or take ownership of their health. Maybe that's, you know, one important thing to say and until they're faced with a crisis. And obviously you've you've come out of your crisis, which is great. And the real tragedy is the individuals that, let's say, for example, have a heart attack and they die, you know, before receiving medical attention. People don't often really think about it, but about half the people that die in our country die from cardiovascular disease. Somewhere in there is cancer, maybe just slightly below it, but cancer and cardiovascular disease, they're the two we face, right, that kill us. You know, probably no more poetic way to say it. With cancer, though, at least there, I mean, you may get a diagnosis and things become bad quickly. But with heart disease, you know, we tend to think, well, I'll see it coming, but that's not always true. And so what I try to tell people, and I'll walk back into your question first, is to recognize that anytime you can, try to get ahead of the curve, right? Try to be out front and sort of recognize. Unfortunately, the human body is so good and so wonderful at overcoming things that we tend to not see it coming because we don't feel so bad, right? You know, if we had our 18 or 20-year-old self to completely compare to, say, our 35-year-old self, we'd probably really be able to dramatically say, man, I don't have the same amount of energy. I don't sleep as well, whatever it happens to be. But since these things happen over time, you know, we don't notice so much and we don't miss so much how it was before. And so it's these incremental degradations of our health, right? And all of a sudden now we're in our 50s and we have high blood pressure and we're on diabetes medication and we're still like, it's okay, right? Just not getting these signals, right, that we get when something abrupt occurs. And in my case, where this journey starts, which is 30 some years ago, so I'm 57 and I'm more like everybody else than not, just in terms of sort of facing and confronting these issues. But perhaps a difference is that in my late 20s, my mom, Judy, who's still alive and well today, so I'll just, you know, give that part of the end of the story, as she faced a health issue where she was undiagnosed for a couple of years with what appeared to be, from us, from a symptom standpoint, is she was kind of wasting away. We sort of noticed that mom was lethargic and tired and exhausted and kind of catching every cough and cold and flu that came by. And so as a family, right, you go to the family doctor, and then all of a sudden, no answers there. And you expand, you go out to medical universities and start asking questions. So a couple of years into this sort of mysterious situation, my mom's health wasn't getting any better. And so we, you know, we're kind of getting desperate, right? Because we're worried. And my mom had me at a young age. So she's only 18 years older than me. So she was still quite young and vibrant. And this shouldn't have happened. But the bottom line is, we had someone tell us by a doctor. Now, this is how they described it. This person's a quack, but I'm still going to give you the number. And we were so desperate. We're like, we don't care. Give us the number, right? Just turns out it was somebody that was an alternative medicine doctor that was focused on IV chelation. We didn't even know a lot about that. But ultimately, when my mom had that therapy, she got better. And ultimately, what we learn is that she had had breast implants when she was younger, and her body was beginning to have an autoimmune response to those implants, and one was also leaking. This person, probably too aggressive with the IV, but it was the start of a journey. She got better. We got the implants out, and her health returned, and it was this dramatic wake-up call for me about the unintended consequences of things that we do. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the onus is on us to do the research and not just rely on the status quo of the business and medical community about these kinds of issues. Just like you can't just rely on what big food and big pharma is feeding you, right? You've got to play a different role. And it led me to here, being involved in the supplement industry for my career, starting this company back in 2012. And as much as anything, this awakening about the role I've got to play if I want to live to my full potential, both physically, mentally, and from a health standpoint, and to just know even incremental subtle things I do on a daily basis play a cumulative role over time in reducing my risk of disease, but just also how I feel in the moment. So I guess that's a long way of describing it, but I think it's probably how it happens for a lot of people, that something occurs that's jarring. And all of a sudden, when we look in the mirror, it's a different look. It's we're seeing things in a different way. And so we're kind of unclouded from just the moment. And that's how I got here.
Well, it's pretty remarkable how Touchstone has grown over the last few years, but most specifically over last year. And last year, with some of the challenges and COVID, it's been incremental. What I find that is something that I can count on and something that I really look to Touchstone for is the purity of the products, the fact that your formulas, and they are formulas, it's not an isolated offering that you're providing. And when you started Touchstone, I would think that this would be a radical approach when you look at everything that's out on the marketplace. If you would you speak to the fact that you have formulas and there are specific ingredients and purpose behind each product? Because you don't have a huge product line. And it's very specific and very purposeful.
Yeah. Well, it starts with one of these things where the more you know, sometimes the more concerned you can get. And so having been in supplements for 30 some years, during the course of my career, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz moment, right? When you pull the curtain back and you look at what's really going on in the background. The more I learned about supplements, the more I visited supplement manufacturing facilities, the more I looked at raw ingredient suppliers, I realized that this concept that I think a lot of us have, that supplements can be a substitute or an adjunct for, you know, what you're not eating, mostly what you're not eating, right? What's missing from your diet. In some cases, you're trying to make up for some bad food that you're eating, but a lot of it's just trying to fill in the gaps for what you're not eating. Turns out that supplements, and when I say that, I mean 99%+ of all supplements are made a lot like fast food, but they may, in some descriptive way, you know, act like it's going to be like the food you were going to eat. But the truth is, it's devoid of some of those basic micronutrients and fibers and things that really make up a whole food, right? The apple instead of the apple pie or the apple juice, right? That's kind of a concept to give people. And so I lost some real confidence in the industry just looking at sourcing. You know, for example, vitamin D, the principal vitamin D that's used all across the globe, just not just the U.S., is vitamin D that's sourced from scraping the fatty material off of lamb's wool and then irradiating it and referring to that as vitamin D. And it does have a chemical signature that represents that it can affect your body in some ways, but it's not a live substance. It's not like getting it from food, right? Calcium is the same way. Vitamin C is another prime example. A few people look in their cabinets, the vitamin C they have probably says ascorbic acid next to it, right? It's the most common form of vitamin C in the marketplace. And we take it for granted. Oh, that's the chemical name of vitamin C. That's not true. Vitamin C is an 8-part compound. And ascorbic acid is just the outer ring. It's like the eggshell to the egg. And the eggshell is not the egg. It's not where the proteins are or the other nutrients or things happen to be it. So when you take ascorbic acid, it requires the body to break down collagen in your body to get the other 7 compounds to create the vitamin C your body can use. It's not very efficient, right? And so when we started this company, it was in part a rejection of the status quo. And the status quo is big business. Mm-hmm. And when you disrupt a $40 billion industry, and I'm not trying to overestimate or overstate our position in the marketplace, right? We're still a small component of that. But when you look to do that, it's challenging for people, challenges their convention and what they know. And they almost, that can't possibly be true. But then when you do the research, you realize it is. And so we made this decision that we were going to recipe our products like you might good food and look for the combinations that are commonly missing from people's diets. So if you take our essentials products, it's 28 different ingredients. vegetables, fruits, herbs, mushrooms that are just missing from people's diets. And those hundreds of micronutrients and compounds found in whole foods are what your body uses to live, right? It's what your body needs to fuel the cells, the ATP production, how the mitochondria works. And it's not really true that that's what's coming from fractionated supplements or fractionated food, which is really what fast food is. Just consider this. In the United States and most developed countries, about 95% of calories consumed are coming from ultra-processed foods with very few micronutrients, right? That's why, you know, we reach 50, 55, 60, and we're so vulnerable to these degenerative diseases because we just haven't provided the body the fundamental building blocks to have a functioning immune system in such a way to fight these things, or respiratory system. So all of these dynamics. And so it did take a while to find our footing and that message that the public could resonate with. But as you pointed out, things have really grown. And then the COVID, the pandemic situation was this whole nother dynamic in that, you know, you don't always know what you don't know. We weren't sure what was going to happen. And I know you've got a break coming up, so maybe we will pause, but I'm happy to, when we come back, just give folks a quick description of what we saw during this past year.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, everybody. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth. Exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening and tuning in to Live the Good Life Show. I'm Sabrina Wright, and I have here today, my guest is Mr. Eddie Stone from Touchstone Essentials. And we were just talking about our culture and our world and the truth and information that's available. If you have a question for Eddie or even for myself, our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And we welcome your calls and questions. Eddie, so an age of truth and information. And we know that truth is out there, but it's so hard to find. And last year, we experienced this huge upheaval in our world, not just here in the States, but all across the globe. And so if you will, from a nutrition and health perspective, please share where Touchstone and how Touchstone actually was meeting that need.
Yeah, I will. And thank you. You know, it doesn't even do it justice to say that it was like a year like no other, right? I mean, of course that's true, right? In our lifetimes, I guess there are some people that are old enough, they lived through the pandemic in the 1900s, but I mean, really and truly, this is like this thing that most of us haven't dealt with on any scale. And so it was easy to see, and I was in the same situation where in February and March, you know, it was like all this chaos, all this information, all this stop and disruption. And it just, I think everybody necessarily had to hit this pause button, right? It was forced on us, and understandably, by our local and states and federal government. And we can argue about the preparation should have been there and all these other dynamics, but the situation is what it is, right? All of a sudden, we're all on pause and we're all on lockdown. And, you know, we don't even know how long it's going to. I mean, I remember telling my kids, right, make sure you got a couple, 3 weeks of dried goods and things like that in case we can't go to the grocery store for a few weeks. And of course, that's didn't quite play out that way, right? Nor did we see toilet paper shortages coming and all these dynamics, right? But what I was impressed with, and this didn't happen for everybody, but what I was impressed with is how many people, once they sort of drank it all in and gave it a little digestion, even though there was some trepidation and they weren't fully confident, they unpaused and they decided to do the best they could to live within the circumstances that were available. And two things that we saw as a company is our products that tend to have this focused on respiratory health and our products that have a focus on immune support, which is just really what we're talking about there, is managing your intake of good micronutrition, good nutrition, managing your exposure to toxins, finding balance, right? Because stress and being out of balance can affect the function of your immune system. So a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people said, you know what, this is what I can do. You know, I can try to walk more while I'm confined at home. I can get outside the house and walk in the open air if that's available to me. I can try to be a little thoughtful. Now, there's others that did not take that path, but most people did take some path about taking charge of their health as they're waiting for answers at sort of a federal level. Let's call it that. And so we saw a surge that's continued where I think people really looked inside at what I can do, and they looked for answers. And I'm certain they looked for them beyond just our own company, but we saw a massive impact there that I believe is very positive. For those that couldn't do that, though, what I believe the challenge became was there's so many mixed signals and messages, right? I'm deeply empathetic about this. I have my own parents, right, confused about what they're hearing in these mixed signals. And just what I ask people is the best you can, try to be discerning about your source of information and as much critical thinking as possible. Those things that are just common sense and rational, embrace them, mm-hmm. right? Embrace them. If you find that you're overeating or over drinking, during these crises, you know, what are the things you can do to just kind of break that cycle? I know how you get there, and you can see how people would just be, through the anxiety of it all, you know, overeating or doing those kinds of things. And so the people that really found that gear to have some critical thinking and discernment, right? That's been impressive to me. And I believe there's some stickiness to that, right? I mean, I know we've got a long road to go, and we may have all been in the same storm, but not the same boat. So I recognize that, but I think there'll be more people coming out of this that are paying attention to the quality of the food they're consuming, the nutritional value as best they can. They don't have to be experts, but just applying common sense, right? Not eating fast food all the time. I think we'll be better off in this regard. I'm optimistic in that, right? I'm sort of built that way to be optimistic. And so we saw that, and we were swept up in that embrace in our society.
Mm-hmm. Remarkable. It really is. One of the big topics that I've had conversations with just in my circle has now become more specific about toxins and where they are in our world and where are they in our home. Before, we never really thought much about how to live that way.
Sure.
Or to take a look at, it's in our personal care products. Granted, many of us think that pollution pretty much is up in New York, out in LA, and in really big cities, but rarely do the rest of the country experience air quality issues, right? Maybe? Well, now we're having to rethink that. Also, too, it's in our food and our food source. And so we're now making smarter decisions as individuals on the food that we buy. What is it that the zeolite product that Touchstone has, because you've got two formulas, gut specific, but then also cellular. Zeolite now is becoming a little more recognizable in the marketplace, and it's difficult to navigate natural versus not natural.
Right.
So Touchstone's products, how are they unique?
Sure. And so let me just echo what you were just saying. And for people that don't know the numbers, just consider that there's 100,000+ synthetic chemicals that are produced around the globe and used in consumer products every day. And only a fraction, right? Less than 1% of 1% of 1% have ever been tested from a human clinical standpoint. And so there's just a lot of things we don't know. And over the course of history, we've learned that these things that go unchecked, right, they can have real ramifications, whether we're talking about C8, which is found as a principal component of Teflon, and its impact going back to the 40s on birth rates and heart disease and all these kinds of things, or other synthetic chemicals along this path and journey. So I think most people now realize that pollution and man-made toxins can be disruptive. You know, we buy, it's funny if you look at how people spend money, right? They buy expensive, clean, organic food for their dog, but not themselves. Quality of baby food, because we notice the concentration, right? And if it has any chemicals at all, it can be deadly for children. But yet, maybe because we're a little older and grizzled or something as adults, you know, we don't think about it so much. But the truth is, toxins are disruptive from a hormonal standpoint. They damage your DNA in the very same way that free radicals and oxidative stress do. They make you more vulnerable to all types of lung disease, right? Look at what happened to people with the best of intentions trying to clean up the pile and search for people after 9/11 around those buildings, and the lung disease across the board, or people out west who have been exposed to the smoke coming from all those forest fires and every time a house burns and all the synthetic components in there, right? So chemical toxins are a part of modern living, and we're not going to be able to isolate ourselves from that. It's just not a possibility. But for us not to think about trying to manage that in the same way you manage the risk for cardiovascular disease is just foolish from a human standpoint. And so we are big proponents of thinking about it from a strategic standpoint. One, in the way you can control the quality of air in your home as best you can, the quality of air that you're breathing outside, the quality of the water you're drinking, the types of foods that you're consuming. But we also think you should aid yourself. So we do a couple of things. You mentioned the zeolite, right? We use this wonderful natural mineral that we mine in a pristine environment here in the United States. We prep it in a proprietary process to sort of accentuate its qualities. But this mineral naturally has a native charge to it that makes it attracted to heavy metals, environmental pollutants, so cadmium, lead, mercury, things in that category in your body. And here's a simple way to think about it, right? Much like the north end and the south end of a magnet are attracted to one another, this zeolite is attracted to heavy metals. And once bound, as it's going through your body and your soft tissue, bloodstream, your bowel, it will not release because the zeolite doesn't have a natural receptor site in the body. So just assuming sort of normal renal function, out of your system in 4 to 6 hours, right? So it's not like a colon cleanse or an herbal detox or things of that kind. And so it's just a brilliant, natural way to detoxify, support the detoxification of the body. And we do not believe in using the synthetics. There's issues there. And I just don't think you can beat nature in this regard. So that's where our focus is. It's also where all the safety data lies with the FDA and the European Union in terms of approval for safety. And so it's pretty simple how we use them. We have one that's sized perfectly for the gut. So it supports good health by aiding the body's natural ability in the gut to get rid of toxins. And then we also have one that's designed and small enough to get into the cells to help detox the cell. You combine that with a good diet, being conscious of environmental toxins, people are going to notice in a very short period of time the impact of cleaning up their bodies and the body function in that regard.
Wow. You provide really simple solutions to very complicated situations. I love it.
Well, hey, we're business people, and we know if we don't make it simple, then people will just kind of throw their hands up to it, right? So that's one of our charges, is to make it simple to use and affordable and something that we strive for with all of our activities and our products.
I commend you, because the thing is, we have so much in our normal daily lives that we have to manage anyway and just navigate, that the simplicity and the quality that comes from using your products regularly, you can rely on. You're getting not only nutrition, but it's becoming the bridge in your life. So your body's actually being fueled properly. All of the good in, take the bad out. You can sleep better at night, and your brain's not having you do extra overtime work.
Absolutely. I mean, I think people are smart enough, even if their habits don't always suggest it. They know what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. And I think there's a natural underlying anxiety when I'm not treating my body fairly. You can ignore it after a while. Maybe that feeling goes away. But I do think there's some peace of mind if I get a little walk in. There's a peace of mind if I've got a fresh fruit or vegetable on my plate. You know, if I'm taking a quality supplement. And those things matter, right? Emotions affect stress levels and how you eat, what you eat, how frequently you eat. And so there's a lot of these. There's a holistic approach to this. And part of it is just making that first step, right, to support yourself.
Absolutely. And it really is a matter of getting back to whole person care. When your body is ravaged, if you will, or under a huge burden systemically, it affects everything: emotions, your thought patterns, the relationships that you have. Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, just really profound. We're going to get ready to take a break. And when we come back, we'd love to have anyone call in if you have a question for Mr. Eddie Stone. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to Live the Good Life Show.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and my name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm just privileged and having so much fun talking to Eddie Stone. He's the CEO and founder of Touchstone Essentials. Now, if you have a question for Eddie, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Eddie, thanks so much for sharing just the message of Touchstone Essentials. The clarity, the sustainability, the simplicity of it, and yet really back office wise and in your particular role and the team that you have, this is years and years and years of work. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. When you first started in 2012, really, what was the goal, the one particular focus that you had?
Well, we wanted to reach a lot of people, and I don't mean it to be that loose, but my wife and I, my entire family, and the nucleus of people that were working with me from day one to start the company, we're business people, you know, we're entrepreneurs, but we also feel, and maybe there's some arrogance to that, we've got a message to share. Uh-huh. You know, we've discovered something that's making a very positive impact in our lives, and we believe there's an opportunity for that with others. And so, you know, immediately, like it's one of those situations where, hey, I found out something here and I got to tell you, right? No different than maybe somebody went to a great movie or read a book and they want to share it with other people. And so that's the fundamental of where this came from. And so how many people can we reach? And our goal from the start was to start with 1 million. You know, for anybody that's been around us, it's this initial idea of reaching 1 million families. And, We've not quite gotten there, but we're going to get there before our 10-year anniversary, which is a real critical goal for us. And, you know, once that first million is reached, right, your chances for the next is a much shorter journey. And so the initial issue was to impact a million people and equip them with the education to make better decisions. We've got some products we want to support that, but let's just start by just recognizing we need to do some things to improve our health.
Exactly. So a million people by your 10th anniversary. And so that's really exciting. Really exciting.
It is exciting. And it happens because of shows like this and people like you that share that same passion for helping people and equipping them. You know, it's a chaotic, challenging world, even beyond this past year, right? And so as human beings, if we can play a role in impacting our communities in that way, well, you can feel pretty good when you lay your head on the pillow at night.
Absolutely. Oh, Eddie, we have a caller on the phone.
Okay.
All right. Hi.
Lisa
from Southern California. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Hello, Sabrina and Eddie.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you, guys. This has been fabulous. But my question is this. I understand that Transformation Talk Radio is a global radio podcast. So if there are listeners in other countries and they want to experience Touchstone Essentials and buy the product, become partnered with the company, whatever their desire is, how can they do that? And is it just in the United States? Like, how can somebody go about, you know, being associated with Touchstone from wherever they are in the world?
Sure. Would you like me to answer that, Sabrina?
Sure. Go right ahead, Eddie.
So thank you, Lisa. And nice to hear from you. We're fortunate that we already have distribution in Europe. We have a warehouse in the UK and one we're about to open in Germany that allows us to service really that entire region and efficiently, right? People that place orders, aside from some disruptions with Brexit recently, within a few days, almost no matter where they're at in that European arena, they're going to receive their products. We also have distribution in Asia. And so whether we're talking about Japan, Thailand, Korea, whether we're talking about Australia, right, in that part of the world, or New Zealand, right? So in total, there are some 60 countries, and we're expanding constantly where consumers can conveniently, and Sabrina, I think you were going to put your web link on the broadcast so people can see that. But when they go to our shop page, if they look at the top line at the country icon, they can choose their country, and there's tailor-made solutions for shipping discounts. Some countries have access to more products than others. Some places, for example, don't support the sale of CBD, so that's not on their shop page. So we're international because we discovered really quickly that these things are important all over the globe, no matter what language you speak in general, no matter what your age is or religious affiliations, right? These are just very broad issues about living a longer, better, healthier life. And so right from the web, right? One thing I love about the web and today's commerce environment is there's essentially a borderless way of doing business. And so we enjoy that in some 60 countries.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. And the testimonials, sometimes we have to translate them. They're just as heartwarming, no matter what language they're coming in.
Oh, how wonderful. So as Eddie said, the website is therightbalance.com. And you can also contact me either on my public figure Facebook page and on my Instagram. You can direct message me, or you, Eddie, how about contact?
Yeah, that's right. So there's chat features on Sabrina's website that through that chat, people can connect with me. Somebody answering on the other end, it will point them to me. Or on my Instagram, I'm pretty responsive to the direct messages that come in there. I'm Eddie Stone on Instagram. And so there's lots of ways to find me through Sabrina, through social media, and happy to help out in any ways we can.
Thank you. And I want to thank you, Lisa, for your question and calling in today. Let's see. We have just a few minutes left. So, Eddie, I want to give you 10 rapid-fire questions, if you'll play along.
Sure.
Healthy is?
A physical and a state of mind.
And the second question is, you're called to do something brave, but your fear is real and stuck in your throat. What's the first thing that you do?
Try to find the higher purpose, right? I think to push past what you must in life, even fear, you've got to recognize the seriousness of the situation. So if the building is burning and the child's inside, you just got to get over yourself, right? And so I try to make sure I'm empathizing with what's at stake.
Okay. Question number three, what's something that people often get wrong about you?
Some people are a little hesitant to eat with me because they think somehow I have this perfect diet, and that's not true. I'm like anybody else. I'm not afraid to have a chicken wing on occasion. And so, I'm just like everybody else fighting the same battles. I'm trained well enough and committed that I'm pretty disciplined about it, but I got the same pitfalls as everybody else.
Okay. So that leads me easily into the next question. What's your guilty pleasure?
What is my guilty pleasure? I enjoy a good cookie, particularly any kind of homemade chocolate chip cookie with, say, pecans in it. Boy, I can go ham on something like that and go too far into the bucket, so to speak.
Okay. Number five, why don't you give us a film that you really love?
It might not be very relatable for people, but Steve McQueen made a movie about racing in the 1970s called Le Mans. Ah. And I grew up around racing, and it was a family hobby. And I watched that with my dad, and it just resonates with me. And I enjoy it still today. It's just fantastic. Some of the best racing scenes ever filmed. Ah. And even though the race is set in France, later on, I learned about it being filmed, not just there, but on some rural roads and other parts of the world. And recently, for anybody that saw Ford versus Ferrari, almost a cinematic, same type of approach. I'm a bit of a racing nut.
Excellent. Number six, give us a concert that you'll never forget.
A few years ago, my family and I went to a Mumford & Sons concert outdoor here in North Carolina where I live. It was just my son Ethan was going off to Spain for a study abroad program, and it was just perfect weather, perfect setting. Both my kids at that point in life were young adults, and my wife and I were able to enjoy it with them almost like peers. And we still talk about that as a family. I've got some other things from when I was in college that were, you know, raucous and great times, but that one's really seared in my memory with the family.
Oh, that sounds really great.
It was.
Number eight, what's on your nightstand right now?
Earplugs.
Do you want to expand upon that?
Well, our dog Boomer sleeps with us, and he's just a 30-pound-year-old, you know, dear family member. A little older now, though, and he's a Labradoodle, but he can snore.
Okay, number nine. Give us a snapshot of an ordinary moment in your life that brings you great joy.
We recently took a break and went to the coast in between Christmas and New Year's, Maria and the kids. And we had one day where the weather was just nice enough, and it's not perfect this time of year, but just nice enough for us to take a long walk on the beach. And I just can't think of much better than that sea air and a little bit of noise and the sand. And you know, if you on a couple hour walk, right, people kind of unwind and you can get into all kinds of subjects. And I'm not sure I could find much more happy than that moment.
Excellent. And the last question, what's the one thing you're deeply grateful for right now?
You know, this moment, right? I appreciate being where I'm at in life right now. I wouldn't wish to be younger. You know, I love my wife and my kids dearly. I love my colleagues and I love my work. And I realize how fortunate I am to be involved with something every day that reflects my passion, in addition to be able to earn a living and provide security to my family. And so I'm comfortable here and now, and I don't want to go anywhere, but if I did, I got a full measure of what was available. And so this is a great moment, despite all the chaos that I recognize, and it's not great for everybody. And I hate that, but I do recognize that being able to sort of manage and respond, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the moment to do that.
Yeah, I hope that for everyone.
Me too.
Really hope that for everyone. I want to thank you so much for taking part, not only in this little 10 question rapid fire, but also for taking the time today to meet with us and to share your life and your mission, the company. And again, if you want to get in touch with Eddie Stone, he's offered that you can private message him through a social platform, Instagram. And you also can connect through me as well. My website is therightbalance.com. Or you can direct message me on Instagram, Live the Good Life Show, Sabrina. Or Facebook, which I have my public figure page, Sabrina A. Wright. And you can also text me at 360-624-1585. Other than that, I just want to thank you all for tuning in and turning us on and listening to Live the Good Life Show with me, Sabrina Wright. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, Sabrina, for being here. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's therightbalance.com.